From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If you think James Harden is good for the Rockets, then you hate the Rockets.
I'm not going to say he's not good for the Rockets. He's all they have. He didn't have a good year.
I mean,
defensively, he was a disaster, and it offset everything he did offensively. He was a ball hog the entire time. He was not a great team player, and it showed.
I'm honestly done talking about the Rockets for a little while. They had an embarrassing season, and you can throw up how many points per game and things like that. That's cool.
Pretty empty numbers.
I'm surprised that they seem to be willing to hire their interim coach from within. I mean, if you want to keep some of those guys around as coordinators and bring in a new head coach and just say, hey, you're in charge of the team for this year, they definitely shouldn't just be promoting someone who could be just as guilty as Dart Briles and Ken Starr in this.
I'm not going to start blasting them yet, but the fact that they're keeping some of these guys from the staff, it's a bad look. Yeah, we're going to chop off the arm, but we're going to sit here and let it bleed for a while.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, heard some of that and a lot of other good stuff. And we've been keeping you up to date on the weather, which I'm looking at the Mega Doppler from Channel 13's Mega Doppler. I don't know why it's different.
Say it properly. The Mega Doppler.
Well, thank you. You can just say it. But as of 6 o'clock,
Mega.
Pretty much this thing is, there's like a ton of lightning strikes around us right now, which we're hearing. And there's a bunch of them over like in Victoria that are heading this way. So it's very strange. The storm was going north to south, and now it's just kind of going pretty much east. So I don't think it's going to slow down if you're in the Houston area anytime soon. Fortunately, I think those of you up north, it looks like it's slowing down. But, you're still getting some of it. So anyway, be careful out there. That's all. That's what the Doppler says. Be careful.
The Mega Doppler, you mean?
No, well, the Doppler and the Mega Doppler. I have them both up right now. So one of them, I'm kind of getting the state view, and one of them, I'm getting the local view, so I can kind of get a sense of where we are with this thing. Yes, I'm addicted to the damn Doppler, okay? And on the steak thing, which I mentioned, which I think is a very, very cool giveaway, and so I know you guys will come up with some great stuff. They wanted to call it Show Us Your Meat, and I have to say I...
You poo-pooed that?
I did.
Why?
Because I knew damn well we'd get a bunch of dong pictures. I've been around our listeners enough.
That would have been funny, though.
It'd have been funny for about the first three or four.
Especially if we would have gotten one in a hot dog bun.
Yes, that would have... and honestly, yeah, it would have been funny.
Or like on a carving board with a knife, like somebody was pretending like they're going to cut it off.
But after the 400th dong has been tweeted at you, it's not funny anymore.
We saw so many dongs when we did the corn dog chick and did the Photoshop contest that we got in trouble for. Well, didn't get in trouble for, but were asked to stop doing and got me blocked by all of 93Q's social media. But we saw a lot of dongs then.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, I think it would have been funny.
It would have been funny at first, but then nobody ever stops, right? It'd be like Granato and his Chinese food game. It would just keep going and going and going, and it would never stop. All right. You know what? Let's...
Now, everybody, please send pictures of your dong to at Fred Fowler.
Yeah, stop that. Stop that. Stop that. They won't let you do that on Twitter anyway.
Particularly in a hot dog bun.
Nobody wants to see your damn dongs. And don't...
Fowler975@gmail, dong pictures.
Stop that. That's not funny to give my friggin' email address for that.
You give it out all the time.
Yeah, not for dong pictures, dickweed.
Well, of course.
If people want to have a conversation about something, absolutely. I don't want to see their damn dongs.
Oh.
I got no interest in their dongs. I got no interest in any of this crap. I'm going to start blocking people on my damn email thanks to you.
People are smart enough. They know your email. They know they've got dong pictures. Of course they're going to send them to you.
No, they're not, because I don't want them.
They'll do it anyway.
Well,
and when you fight it, they're going to send more.
No, see, they would have never done it until you said that. Because you had to come in here and be a dickweed.
Would they have said it?
No.
Would they have done it?
I don't think so.
No, nobody would have had the idea. And then you have to come in here and do this. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to forward every single bleeping one of them to your email. So congratulations. You just got them too.
That's all right.
Let's grab a phone call.
I'm going to Photoshop them onto a corn dog.
Yeah, you have fun with that. Let's try.
People send me dong pictures all the time anyway.
That's your friends that you meet in bars. That's a different thing.
That's on Tinder.
Well, okay. That's what you do on the side.
That's on my DMs. Well, getting nudes in my DMs. It was National Send a Nude Game Send a Nude Day the other day.
Was it really?
Yeah. Hmm. Your wife didn't participate?
I have no idea. I don't really keep up with that kind of stuff.
Well, fine. John, did Teresa participate National Send a Nude Day?
No.
Damn.
When was that?
Yeah, if I'd known,
it was a week ago.
Yeah. No, I didn't know about it.
That's too bad. You guys are lame. I say that like I'm pretending like my wife participated.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally did not.
You notice we didn't ask because we probably figured. All right, let's try Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, sports, man.
Hey, sports. That Baylor running back should make that BU tattoo say, Bryles, you suck.
Well, that's a good idea.
It's not a bad idea.
All right, later, guys.
Thanks.
I'm just telling you, if you see this tattoo, there's no real, like, turning it into something else. I mean, it is what it is. You're going to have to cover it. You're going to have to find a really good artist to do a really major cover-up job.
Golly, there's nothing really close if you go somewhere else. Like,
no.
I mean, I guess you go to Oklahoma State and try to turn it into an OSU and sort of.
I mean, but then you got to get, it's going to go all the way on your neck.
Hmm. Let's try Alex. What's up, Alex?
Hello? Sports.
Hey, I just, I heard earlier you said that you were in the Army. I've been listening for a long time. Never knew that, but I just wanted to call and thank you for your service.
Hey, man. Thanks for thanking me for my service. You're welcome. Glad to do it.
All right. Well, y'all have a great day.
Hey, you too. Stay sportsy. Been listening for a long time and didn't know I was in the Army?
Yeah, I think you talk about that a lot. But that's cool. Well, yeah. People don't listen to every single word. They should, but I know they don't. All right, we have an interview coming up next, right?
We're going to talk to the headliner from Sunday night's UFC Fight Night. This is awkward. He's kind of Cody Garbrandt is an undefeated fighter in the UFC, an undefeated bantamweight. He also happens to be fighting one of my teammates on Sunday. So interviewed him, and we'll hear from him on the other side before his fight against Thomas Almeida at UFC Fight Night.
All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Joining us now on the program is one of the rising stars of the UFC's bantamweight division and a man headlining UFC Fight Night 88. Cody Garbrandt joins us. Cody, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Can't complain. Talk about how the fight camp has gone. I saw you saying earlier this week it's been drama-free for maybe the first time in your UFC career anyway. What's the training been like? What's the atmosphere been like? How are you feeling coming into this?
Training camp's been great. Couldn't have a better camp. In preparation for Thomas, you know, with my coaches, Danny Castillo, Chris Holdsworth, and Justin Buckles, and all my teammates back at Team Alphamale. So, very thankful for them, and then, you know, those guys get me ready to go out there and go to battle and protect the house. So, the atmosphere has been great, man. It's fun. It's like, wake up every day, and it doesn't feel like training camp, you know, it feels like just another day. And it feels like, you know, you just go in there and train, and you're having fun, and everyone's training hard and it's motivating. You know, you got Araya fighting the week after me. You got Clay Guida in there. You got Darren Elkins that, you know, just got a fight in July. So everyone's in the gym just, you know, just working hard, and it's motivating to see and be, it's motivating to be around, like, around a lot of those like-minded individuals that just want success and become obsessed with getting better and better. So I can't complain, man. It's been a phenomenal camp. I'm ready to go out there and showcase it on Sunday.
So you prefer it when there's other guys on your team who are fighting around the same time? Like, Uriah's got a huge fight coming up. You prefer when you guys are all kind of lined up?
Yeah, I mean, I prefer it because, I mean, you can kind of utilize that guy in camp. You can do the extra work within the camp. You know what I mean? We're all motivated, but it's nice to, you know, have a road dog with you. You know what I mean? Have a road dog that wants to jump on the treadmill and do some extra sprint workouts or some extra drilling or any of that, you know? So it's nice to have a teammate that's, you know, getting ready for preparation, you know, preparing for a fight as well.
You know, this is a rare occasion where, you know, neither you or Thomas are ranked inside the top five, but most people think that the winner of this fight is sort of like maybe the future of that bantamweight division. Do you feel that same way about this?
Yeah, so definitely when I beat Thomas on Sunday, you know, this is going to be the future. You know, I want to definitely set a huge statement in the division, send out a message that, you know, I'm here to stay and want to keep knocking these dudes out and my crusade to the title. So he's just another step in the block that I have to go, you know, to mark my territory. You know, I'm top of the food chain. So I want to be in the division.
You know, you and Thomas both have there's a lot of differences, but there's quite a few similarities in the way you guys fight. You both prefer to stand. You're both adequate on the ground, but prefer to stand and bang. Is this a fight that you've kind of had targeted for a while as a fight that interests you?
Yeah, this is a fight that I wanted for months and months now. I asked, you know, Sean Shelby, I said I want John Lineker, Thomas Almeida, then a title shot. So we'll see. You know, when I knock out Thomas, if I'll get the title shot, but I'm thin. Very, you know, happy with my fights so far and getting the fights that I've wanted to, you know, the challenges that I've been set up for. Leonard Curry, obviously, he got hurt the week of the fight, or sick the week of the fight, last fight, and I had a replacement, but I made it with my next fight in my mind after that fight date anyway, so I've been preparing for Almeida for almost, you know, over 6 months now.
What do you think of him as an opponent? What do you think he brings to the table that could be challenging to you, or what do you bring? What does he bring that you find that maybe you can expose?
You know what? I look at it as, you know, he's a skilled fighter. He does some things really good there, but he's a fighter for me that's going to make my skills come out. You know, a lot of the fighters that I fight, I really can't do what I want to do because, you know, a lot of it, they run or, you know, they're scared to open up and engage with their hands. You know, Thomas will be there, and Thomas will be there to get hit, and Thomas will make me look flashy like I am. I can showcase more of my skills, more of my striking skills, speed, power, you know, versatility. You know what I mean? If I have to do some, you know, be versatile in there. He's going to open up my game and take my career to the next level with his skill set. So it's great. I've always wanted to fight, you know. I wanted to fight a top guy. I train with the best in the world day in, day out, so I know where I'm at with them. You know, so I want to be able to go out there and showcase in front of thousands and thousands of people all over the world where I'm at, the division where I'm at, where I know I'm at mentally and physically. So I'm excited to go out there and showcase my skills against another highly skilled fighter.
You know, you mentioned the John Lineker fight falling through and that fight never taking place. So now you go straight up to Thomas. Do you think about like the jump in competition for you? Because, you know, to go from Augusto Mendez or Henry Briones, we're good fighters, but to go from them to a guy who's ranked number 7 in the world, is that a huge step for you in your mind?
No, you know, like reiterating back on what I said, I train with the best in the world day in, day out, from, you know, 25, from flyweight to bantamweight to featherweight to, you know, all the way up. So I know where I'm at. You know, for me, it's not really a step up in competition. These are the fights that I need to be at to be able to showcase my skills. Like I said, you know, the more skilled the fighter, the more that I show out. I always say the brighter the lights, the more that I shine. So I'm excited to go out there and test my mettle against another skilled fighter, and it's going to only rise to the occasion.
I got to ask you while I've got you, UFC 199, Uriah Faber is a co-headliner there on that card, taking on Dominic Cruz. How do you feel about Uriah's chance in their rubber match, and what have you seen out of him this camp?
Yeah, I've seen nothing but greatness in his camp. You know, training, his cardio is off the charts, his graphics are phenomenal. Mentally, the guy is one of the most mentally sound humans I've ever met. You know, just positivity. You know, exciting. You know, this is could be his last title. You know, chance to get a crack at the title and win the title. So he's taking advantage of every opportunity, and I'm excited for him to go in there and scrap it out. You know, with the third time with Cruz. So I'm feeling very confident in him, you know, but he has to go out there and do it like we all know he can, and he can. So definitely excited for him to get the strap on a few weeks.
That's Cody Garbrandt. He'll be taking on Thomas Almeida, two undefeated fighters. Garbrandt's 8-0 to Almeida's 20-0. These guys have been on a crash course for a while. I do think the winner of this fight is going to be the future of the bantamweight division. You can see him headlining UFC Fight Night, Almeida versus Garbrandt. It'll be on Sunday night. Appreciate you taking some time with us, Cody, and best of luck in your fight, man.
Thank you much. Have a great day.
All right. Cody Garbrandt.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Good news is it looks like most of this, well, it's not good news if you live in the south part of the city, because it looks like south and east is getting it worse now, but there's still pretty bad storms out west of Sugar Land heading your way. So Sugar Land, you're about to get nuked again. This thing's not going away. It's not cool. So a couple things that I wanted to get to. Question from Lamont is, can the NCAA ban a coach from coaching in college similar to Pete Rose? And they can do that show cause thing, which is what Jim Tressel has.
Right, where somebody basically has to make a case to the NCAA why this guy should be their coach. Which, and I'm sure that's probably what's going to happen.
Right, and they that goes for so many years, because Kelvin Sampson had that for a long time. And then it went away, and now he's back in college basketball, and I'm glad. But, yeah, Dave Bliss never worked again after the Baylor thing, and nor should he have, and nor should Art Briles. This is...
I thought that he was coaching now. I thought Dave Bliss got a job recently.
Oh, yeah. Just got a job at Southwestern Christian.
Yeah, but it's not like he's not coaching in big time ball again, no, but he's been coaching at like a private school.
Yeah, for 1 year. In 2015, he coached at Southwestern Christian. They were 19-15.
Okay.
So, but he did not coach for 12 years after that. So, in some cases, I would hope universities would just say, no thanks.
Yeah, he worked at he was a volunteer assistant coach at a Denver area high school, and then he was a coach of the Continental Basketball Association's Dakota Wizards. Then he worked at Allen Academy, which is a college prep school in Bryan, Texas. He did that for 5 years until he got this job at Southwestern Christian.
Not quite the same as coaching in the Big 12.
No.
So
no.
Yeah, and Tressel got the job with the Colts for a while, and then he was at now he's like an assistant at Youngstown State or something. He's an administrator there or something. Yep. All right, let's squeeze in one quick phone call from Costella. What's up?
Yes, I was trying to find out, is it too late for Houston Rockets to get something for Dwight Howard, or can they do like a sign and trade?
I guess they could do a sign and trade technically, but I don't think there's any need for it, because I think he can get he can still get the same contract from somebody else. So yeah, it's pretty much too late, and that's all right. I think his career is on the wrong side of the arc anyway. I know they're going to go after they're going to go after Hassan Whiteside. They'll go after Al Horford. That'd be a good pickup, but everybody's going to go after those guys. So we'll see how that plays out. But last year was their window. Views from the Age. Can you see Art Briles going to an NFL team as a quarterback coach or something? Maybe eventually, but I don't think there's going to be too many people out there willing to give him a chance for a while.
Yeah.
And they really shouldn't. And he, you know what? The guy's made enough money. If he's smart, he's just going to disappear. But who knows? 713-780-ESPN. Man, I have to admit, I'm starting to drag. It's been a long week. I'm really looking forward to having these 3 days off. Just because all the Baylor stuff took so much research and reading so much stuff over the last few days. And then today was just meetings all day with, working on the other business thing, which related to this, but not the same. But I'm kind of like ready to hit specs on the way home, assuming it's not flooded, load up, and have a fun weekend.
I'm going to one of those meat places tonight where I just eat all the meat.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
that. Show us your meat. Yeah.
Show us your meat. Yep.
That'll be fun. Now, I'm going to basically stay in tonight, not mess with anything. Just going to stock up on alcohol, watch the Raptors Cavs, maybe flip over to the Astros every now and then, get caught up on a couple shows. I'm behind. I haven't seen the last Night Manager yet of that series, which wasn't bad. I mean, the first five weren't bad. It wasn't quite as good as I was hoping it would be. The guy who plays the main character in that they're talking about is perhaps the next Bond.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I heard something about there being maybe a chance that there's a girl Bond.
That would, I think that would be a terrible idea.
I think it's the worst idea.
I love the idea of Idris Elba. And then apparently there was so much backlash because you can't have a black Bond, apparently.
Well, I remember there was all that backlash because you couldn't have a blonde Bond.
Yeah.
And Daniel Craig's actually, I think
I like Daniel Craig. I don't know why we need to see another change in that anyway. So anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I also have an Orphan Black to get caught up on, which, dude, you need to get on that show.
All right.
Your wife would like that, I promise you. And you would, too, because it's got lots of – it's a little sci-fi, a little more sci-fi than you like normally, but it's got just a lot of weird crap.
All right.
That you like weird stuff. It's kind of got a little Girl with the Dragon Tattoo type feel to it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I was bummed they didn't make the rest of those movies.
Yeah, I was, too. I don't know why they didn't.
Had a good director for it. That was it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, apparently they were originally made in Sweden or wherever it was that the writer was from. So there are movies that were done, but they're not. It's not David Fincher. Also, how do you guys feel about True Detective getting canceled? I'm glad. As good as that was the first season.
I don't even know. By the way, we don't know if it's canceled
yet. It's just not happening
this year.
They're
saying it's probably not going to happen right now, but they still have... They still have an option to do two more seasons of it if they want to. But the guy who directs it, Nick Pizzolatto, he's got a bunch of stuff going on right now, and apparently just doesn't have time to write it.
And that's good because I don't have time to watch it again. So.
Yeah, I mean it depends. I mean, hell, if it's somewhere between the first and second season, you're not interested in that?
Not really. I mean,
would be.
Last year was so bad that...
I didn't think it was that bad. It wasn't great. It just didn't live up to the expectations that the first season
set. Well, I didn't even need it to be half as good as the first season. I just needed it to not be totally convoluted with poor acting and bad writing and just awful. I mean, there was nothing about that I found appealing. The plot was bad. The writing was bad. And it was disappointing because comparing it to the first one isn't fair.
It's not.
Because they nailed the first one. But if that's what I'm going to get from here on out, I have no interest in it. And somebody said, I heard Vinyl is coming back for another season. I don't know why.
I heard it is too.
I don't think I'll watch it. It was disappointing. I think they got too caught up in trying to be clever and artsy and... I mean, there's only so many times that I can sit there and watch a guy do lines and lines of coke and realize, he's got a coke problem. We got it. He's going to screw up. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, I'm kind of sad, though, that it kind of hit me today. There's no Banshee tonight.
Yep.
It's like I've kind of locked so much into my Friday nights. Everything has been built around Banshee for 2 months now, and now I don't get to watch it. Very depressing. It's a shame.
So this was back in August. Sony apparently doesn't want to bring Daniel Craig back to save money. And while David Fincher has yet to be signed to return as a director, and Rooney Mara, who came out in 2013 and said that they don't even know where they are with it, so it's in limbo, I think.
A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They want to save money on the Bond films?
No, Dragon Tattoo. Because Daniel Craig was in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
And he was great in it. He was great in it, too. I thought his character was perfect.
Yeah, I think they want to save money.
So they wanted to replace him.
Yes.
And it kind of, that makes, you can't do that. Just quit being cheap.
Yeah, what?
And
be cheap somewhere else.
By the way, wouldn't you have, it seems if you, like when you signed Daniel Craig to do that film, you would have sort of like a three-movie deal in place,
yeah,
right?
that's what they do with most of these.
If you don't do that, that's just a little bit dumb.
And I'm now seeing another story from November saying that they might look to start over with the franchise after one movie.
No, that's a bad idea.
I think it is a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea. You're not going to get a better director than David Fincher for it.
No.
I mean, what he did was perfect.
How much money did that movie make?
Well, that's probably the question. It had to be.
Through 2011, Tattoo made $233 million worldwide.
Dude, that has to be.
That's got
to
be a profit. It couldn't have cost that much.
On a $90 million budget.
Then who cares what Daniel Craig's make? Like, that's Sony's being dumb. Somebody should just buy the rights to that series. If they're not liking those profit margins,
yeah, I'm going to call that a win.
I'm guessing Sony has like a kind of a time period that where they need to make it before it expires. And I think was it Sony that came out with Fantastic Four? Well, one of the studios that came out with Fantastic Four, the one that was really bad this time around. The pure purpose for them to release that movie was because so it doesn't go back into Marvel's hands, and they made a half-assed version of the Fantastic Four. And they didn't want what happened to Daredevil that went to Netflix, went back to Marvel's hands. They didn't want that to happen with the Fantastic Four. So if they made another movie of the Fantastic Four, they would have gotten the rights back for an X amount of years. So it's one of those Hollywood things.
I didn't even watch that last Fantastic Four.
Well, they changed...
The one that had Michael B. Jordan in it?
Yeah, they changed directors halfway through the movie.
That works every time.
Yeah, because they wouldn't give him the budget that he wanted, so he quit. And they finished the movie anyway.
What a disaster.
How do you do a movie?
Was it a good movie? Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. It got horrible reviews. I didn't want to watch it.
You know what, though? Budget, $120 million. Box office, $168
million. For what, Fantastic Four?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's probably not much of a... But when you take out everything, that's probably not much of a profit, though.
Well, I'm just saying it. Remember
we asked about this. Yeah, but that's... Gross is $160. So... That probably isn't a profit. That's probably a loss, actually.
$50 million?
Yeah, that's gross versus what it costs you to actually make the movie.
Yeah.
So, Thomas said, the Swedish Dragon Tattoo movies are really good, worth a watch if you don't mind subtitles. I don't mind subtitles.
I'm just saying, if the American one made so much money and you had a big star attached to it, why would you not keep going?
The wife actually loved the Swedish ones, so maybe I'll watch those. Sometimes she's a really good judge of stuff, and sometimes not. If it's foreign, she tends to like it more because she's a foreigner. Anyway. All right. One more segment, and then the week is over. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
A tribe called Quest.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Join A.J. Hoffman and the ESPN 97.5 road crew tomorrow at Revelry for the Copa America kickoff party. Play for free in the FIFA 16 soccer tournament starting at 1. The champion will win a new PS4. Details are online at revelryfifa16tournament.eventbrite.com. May swing by there for a little bit tomorrow because we're going to be out and about, assuming the weather's okay. Going to be out on the bike, so might come by there.
You're going to be out on the bike?
Well, yeah. If the weather's fine.
Good luck.
Yeah. I haven't checked the forecast yet, but yeah, I'm still caught up on the Doppler from today.
The super mega Doppler.
I did read all three of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books. They're a little scientific. He dives into the science too much, but they're very good. I really would have liked to have seen those second two done into movies by Fincher, but oh well. What is wrong with our world when the number one movie in America is an Angry Birds movie?
I mean, kids' movies are always the number one.
I know, but how is that even a kids' movie? That's just a stupid game that we used to play on our phones.
Well, after this weekend, it'll probably be X-Men.
I don't know. I bet it might not be.
I think it's getting 50-50 reviews. It's getting where Batman and Superman is getting.
Yeah, I heard that too. We have tickets to go watch it. I think we're going to watch tomorrow. Or maybe Sunday.
So apparently I've seen early reviews, people saying, you know how I kind of ranted about this, how they put Jennifer Lawrence in it too much?
Yeah.
Apparently, everything that you see in the trailers, that's basically all her role in the movie, and they did that, I guess, to sell tickets.
She's not in the movie that much.
She's not as big as part of the movie as led to believe.
So you're happy about that then?
Yeah, but I'm guessing they made it, if it makes it bad where that's not the bad part of it, I'm a little afraid to see why.
Were you hoping they would show her nude?
No.
Liar.
I think we all want to see that. All right,
X-Men won't do that, though. X-Men's like a kid-friendly franchise.
We need more R-rated. We need more Deadpools is what we need. But they want those kids.
But I think I heard Suicide Squad, the second one, is going to be R-rated.
Wolverine's movies, the new movie is going to be R-rated, I think.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I think it's going to be a different type of R-rated.
What do you mean?
I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of nudity and violence instead of...
In Wolverine?
Yeah, instead of the Deadpool kind of...
Language?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
As I get old, I don't know who's going to take care of me when I can't take care of myself. Yeah,
and dude, you're a comedian. You know how up and down that career is.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I'm pretty much screwed after about 65. You're going to read some article in like the green sheet, local comic kills self.
You'll be 65 years old, standing outside a Minute Maid Park with one of those cans saying, please help, telling jokes.
Maybe you'll call me a liar, but I'm going to tell you now, I don't listen to hockey on the radio.
But he was doing this like stuff last night. They win. Time to buy a new pair of shoes. I'd be doing stuff like, put Gwyneth Paltrow's head on the box. What do you think? Would that work?
I don't think that'll work.
Sansa, it's Ramsay behind you.
No, that's...
Okay, that wouldn't work either?
No.
Damn. I would say, yeah, the private school mom's probably... higher quality.
They got private school money. They can
get work done.
They can afford the personal trainer at the gym and not just have to go to the Y and work out with all the old folks.
Well, trust me, these aren't working out. The workout was walking up the stairs, man.
I'm telling you.
Go get to their seats. See, I'm a terrible person. It doesn't have to be a hockey call. It could actually be a touchdown call like your guy does, you know, with his rock and roll. But we do it as lines from movies and see if people can guess the movie. His name is Robert Paulson.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Like that?
Yeah, that sounds awful. So, yeah, I'll just say, now you motivate me.
E.T. phone home!
That one's a little too easy.
Oh, too easy? Yeah. Damn, okay. Don't you want her to kind of have punishment in life?
Not really. I don't
Especially
care.
If she tricked you into marrying her. I would feel like I would want vengeance in the form of her becoming ugly.
You know what the vengeance is? She didn't get to hang with me.
Listen, I just had 3 days away from you. That ain't that bad of a punishment, bro. There's worse things.
The rest of your life? Okay, we'll get Barry Warner in here with you.
Now that's punishment.
Okay.
I said the M word my first week on air.
M?
Yeah, little people.
For 2 years. 2 years he had that nickname on the noon slot.
No problem.
Then after 1 week, when we moved to 4 o'clock,
uh-huh.
We're getting letters from the little people of America. They're threatening to picket us. Which I have to say,
toothpick at us. Sorry, that was just so wrong. No. Now I'm gonna get a letter. No. Thank you.
I don't know if we'll do this all day, but there's definitely going to be a lot of conversation about it over the course of the show. I know some of you are probably saying, oh, can you guys get to the jokes already? And we'll try and work some in. Yeah, I always forget I'm not allowed to say that word, John.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You can call me a dick, but you can't.
Well, okay. No, if he's making a joke
I'm
about
making
you.
A joke about you.
Yeah, okay.
Theoretically, it's okay, right?
John Dick Lee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff.
We've said this week. Man, do me a favor. Don't change that to your Twitter thing.
Oh, I think that's a good Twitter handle.
Dude, it is starting to rain again.
I didn't know it even stopped.
No, it stopped. I thought, and I was looking at the thing, and it looked like we had a little gap here. Well, that gap apparently is over.
Mind the gap.
Yeah. Too many gaps. All right, so you'll be at Revelry tomorrow.
I will be.
1 o'clock?
Yep, I'll be there. 2 o'clock, 2 to 4. And you got to be there at 1 to sign up. If you haven't already been signed up for the tournament, they'll have all the UEFA action on. Be a good time out there.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. We'll be back
Good food and good beer at that place, too.
Yeah, they have great beer. That's why I'm going to come and have a couple. All right. Great job, Jong Lee. Give yourself an A+. Hoffman, A+. Really solid C- for me today, but that's all right. That's a good finish. That's about as good as I can do. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. You guys stay dry out there. Avoid this crap. If you don't need to be out in it, don't be. We'll see you on Tuesday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.